Shalom Aleichem, everyone. An Isru Chag of Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. Also getting ready for Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Bereishis. A thought regarding today, Isru Chag, and a thought regarding tomorrow, Erev Shabbos. Let me start with a seemingly unrelated chiddush of the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah is on the Rambam Hilchos Avos HaTumah, Perek Vav, Halacha Tezayin. There, the Kesef Mishnah says a chiddush gadol. Sounds like an achronish chiddush, something that you wouldn't typically expect to see so clearly in Rishonim. The Kesef Mishnah says that when a man goes to the mikveh, or any person goes to the mikveh, his tahara does not take place while he is in the water of the mikveh. He becomes tahor only ba'aliyosai nitar. That's his lashon, ba'aliyosai. When he comes up from the mikveh, he's tahor. What that means to say, let's say you have a man who's tivling in the mikveh, he's tameh. He's tivling, he's underwater. In the water, there's an apple, a tar apple. There's an apple. While he's underwater, he touches the apple. That apple becomes tameh. Now, apples, no food has tire in the mikveh, only human beings and kelim, certain kelim, have tire in the mikveh. So if he's under the water, I would think when he's under the water, he's already tar, he's totally immersed in the mikveh. So the Kesef Mishnah, no, ba'ali yosei nitar, which means, sounds like a strange thing, that in the water, he's not tar. When he comes up from the water, when he leaves the water, then he becomes tar. The Chuvas Michas Yitzchak, Chelek Hei, Chuvat Tzadik Tes says that if someone's in the mikveh, he's tied on the mikveh, he's under the water in the mikveh, and then the water of the mikveh becomes Zeichlim. Let's say the water has a drain, the mikveh has a drain, and the water starts going out of the drain. That's called Zeichlim. It's moving water. Then he's never tar, because when he goes under the mikveh, he's not tar. When he comes out, it's not a mikveh. Huh? Now, the Mechaz Yitzchak is saying chiddush. Added to the chiddush of the Kesef Mishnah, a lamdim would say that as soon as the water of the mikveh becomes zeichlin, it's like he left the mikveh. But that's a separate issue. The point is that the Kesef Mishnah does say, and our Sameach there brings a makar for it in Shas, because the Kesef Mishnah doesn't say what his Makar in Shas is, but he says, and this is a quote of the Kesef Mishnah, "Ein atami nitar ela baliyase miyamikvah, loy ba'oidai b'mikvah, not while he's in the mikvah, only baliyase min hamikvah." As I stated, Kesef Mishnah. What does that have to do with Isru Chag? Well, we have an understanding that Maha Mikvah Mitaris Atmeim, Afakadish Baruch Hu Mitaris Yisrael, that there's a marshal of Afakadish Baruch Hu's Tahira of Klal Yisrael, of his Mechila, of his Kabbalah of Klal Yisrael, that it's similar to a mikvah, which means to say that the Tahira of Yamim Nairan, the Taira of the Heilige days that start from Rosh Chodesh El and go till today, till Isru Chag, days of Kedusha and Tahira, depend on how you walk away from the Yom Tov. The Balei Musar say, Lechu Bonim Shimuli, Yiras Hashem Alamedchem, Lechu Bonim, go my children and listen to me. I will teach you Yiras Hashem. Say, Bayu Banim, come close to me, my children. Listen to me, I'll teach you Yiras Hashem. What's L'chu Banim Shemuli? The answer is, during a shmooze, you're motivated. That's wonderful. But being motivated during a shmooze doesn't do anything for you. Unless, L'chu Banim Shemuli, when you go away and you take it with you, when you walk away, if you're doing it when you walk away, same thing we say about Kiya Shafer. Ashrei Yom Yoidei Teruah. Hashem Ba'or Panecha Yehalei Chun. Not Ba'or Panecha Yavayu. Ashrei Yom. Praiseworthy is the nation that knows and understands the sound of a Shafer. Hashem, Ba'ar Padecha Yalech, when they walk away from it, they walk away from it with Ar Panech, with the Ar Panei Hashem. It's how you walk away from it. If you walk away from it with something, if you take something with it, then it's Kedai. It's what you make of it. It's what you do with it. That's really what matters. That's really what counts. Agav, the Makar of Dar Sameach is Yevam Mistaf Mem Vav. The story of Rav Ashi and his Eved Menuhin. You look at the Gemara there, very, very Geshmaka Makar. I would hear that Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in Hilchas Mishka V'Maisha. Perik Yud, Tumas Mishka V'Maisha, Perik Yud Beis, Halacha Beis also has an Arichas, those who want to look into it. But at any rate, that's not the point. My point is that Taira comes in the way a person walks away from something. To be motivated during a drasha, during a fiery drasha, that's a wonderful thing. But what do you have from it? What do you have from it besides a momentary motivation? It has to be that you're willing to take something. And so that is a thought for Isra Chag, a thought for tomorrow, for Erev Shabbos, Parshas Bereishis. I mentioned in the past, and I mentioned to you again, that the mitzvah, d'oraisa, of Tosfos Shabbos is sadly not kept, it's certainly not kept properly by Klal Yisrael in our country. What I mean to say is, according to virtually every Rishon, and a few sugyos in Shas, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to add to Shabbos, to add to Shabbos. And it's sad that we don't really keep Tosfos Shabbos properly. Certainly, according to the sheets of the Ritva, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, that a person has to be mekabel Tosfos Shabbos b'peh, certainly people are not mekabel b'peh. The Mishnah Berurah in Simrei Samach Aleph brings that a person should be mekabel b'peh. Simrei Samach Aleph, Sivkat and Lamed Aleph, the name of the Prima Gadim. The idea, he doesn't say you have to, but he says it's proper to. Where are we mekabel Tosfos Shabbos? I want to quote to you from Simcha Bunim Kohn Sefer, The Aura of Shabbos, Sefer Vayatzkro. He writes there, when he talks about Tosfos Shabbos on page 193, he writes in the Hebrew footnote, L'chayri yesh bayo gedayla, ich roiv klal Yisrael mekayim mitzvah Tosfos Shabbos. The arayv goymrin tzilas mincha ketsas achar shkia. Chen harbe le maschilin lespal mincha at achar shkia. What's going on? How are they doing it? How are Klai Yisrael mekabel Tosfos Shabbos? They shouldn't say Rav Klai Yisrael. He means Rav Klai Yisrael mechutz laretz. In Eretz Yisrael, well, the Americans in Eretz Yisrael take all the failures of chutz laretz with them. But the Eretz Yisrael dikei yidden, they mekabel Shabbos early. That attack of a Kabbal Shabbos, they light 30, 40 minutes before Shkia. They go to Shul, and they attack a Davin Mincha early enough to be Makabal Shabbos after. For years, I stepped out of Shemayna Asrei of Mincha. I said, Keshara Kabbani Yais. Then I said, Harani Makabal Taisa Shabbos. The only way I could do it, it was minutes before Shkia, that I was able to finish Shemayna Asrei. Certainly, it's not L'chatchila to be Mekabel Shabbos and then daven Mincha every day. It might be good for the Eved, but it's certainly not something that's a lechatchila. And therefore, the proper thing is to be Mekabel Shabbos early. A person for the coming year, tomorrow, the first of the Shabbosos of Tavshin Peivav after the Yom Tovim. Bereishis is always a beginning. Bereishis is always a beginning. It's a beginning, and a person should take it to heart, that you're not supposed to do what we're doing.
In the Shulchan Aruch, she it says the sheet Shulchan Aruch Rei Sama Kimmel Siftez Vav. Bishishal Lespal Milcha Berav Shabbos. Somebody Yedave Milcha late. Im Ona Vikibul Shabbos. Ein Yochel Lespal Tfilas Chol. El Yespal Arvish Dayim. Once he's the Kabul Shabbos, not simple to be able to daven mincha after that. So it's really not the ideal that a person is supposed to do. Today I was looking in the Shiurei Rebbe Yashiv on Masechtas Brachos, and there I believe it's to page Tavkav Pei Dalit. It says that he was the Kabul Shabbos Bepen Shul. As Mesupik, should you say Areini Mekabul Taisus Shabbos? Areini Mekabul Kedusha Shabbos? I wasn't sure which is the proper lashon to say. As in Eretz Yisrael, in Mali Dafna, and there, Taka, the Rav, Rav Nochem Eisenstein, announces, Toiv Loimar, Hareini Mekabel, Kedusha Shabbos. Yeah, they finish Mincha before Shkia. Toiv Loimar, Hareini Mekabel, Kedusha Shabbos. It's Rebbe Rezobel Yashiv. And as is quoted there in the Shurim of Rebbe Yashiv, it says that he would say, Reini Mekabel Kedusha Shabbos. He would say it before Shabbos. In our shul, we're going to undertake, we neder, to change the time of Mincha every Erev Shabbos. The candle lighting time in most of the calendars is 18 minutes before Shkia. Well, Dabba Mincha, 18 minutes before Shkia. You don't say Tachton Erev Shabbos. We finish 12, 13 minutes later, still 5 minutes before Shkia. And we'll say, we neder, we'll say, Harina Mekabel, Kedusha Shabbos. It's a proper hanhaga, it's proper behavior. How many times could a tzibur be Mekabel on themselves, a mitzvah d'iraisa? Imagine, a frum tzibur. Everyone grew up frum. You want to make a Kabbalah for a good year, the coming year. You want to make a Kabbalah to have parnasa, to have shaduchim, all the things you want. You look for Narisha schoolers. Narisha schoolers, a kiyum of a d'iraisa, certainly a schooler for tremendous, halacha, it's a tremendous hatzlacha, and therefore those who can should undertake in the coming year to be mekabel Shabbos Kodesh properly before sunset, before night. A person should be mekabel, and that is everything. Believe that, but it's a proper anhaga for the coming year. There is much to be said about the lumdis of Taisus Shabbos. There's much to be said to Ferem for the Minig Ha'ilam. Yeah, the answer is maybe. But it's not L'chatchelo the way it should be. So let's undertake Blined in the coming year to try whenever we can to be Mekabel Shabbos Peper, Reini Mekabel Kedusha Shabbos, and to do it when? To do it at the moment that it's not yet Shabbos anyway. A guten Shabbos Kodesh to one and all. Shabbos Parshas Bereishis, that it's the beginning of an extraordinary year of growth for all of us, the Ezras Hashem.